英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
大家下午好，我们两点钟的节奏继续走起来哦。每周啊，电台都会播出一些比较好玩的、有趣的英语美文的小故事，这些故事呢都很简单啊。你比如说像今天我们带来的寓言故事，特别简短，特别简短简洁，简单的好像还没有听就没有了，就结束了。
Yeah, today we're going to read three stories. And before you think, whoa, three stories is way too long, don't worry. They're very easy and they're very fun to read and to learn.
今天挑选的三个英文的寓言小故事啊，适合各个年龄层次的听众朋友。成年人、小朋友都可以听，都可以读，而且呢非常适合你来背诵啊，做一些口语的训练的材料。这样的一些英文的小故事呢，我们想把它讲得好听一点啊，让你们呢会在人生的许多的时刻能够不经意的想起。因为这些故事呢，它都是我们精心挑选的，非常的简洁，蕴含着一些人生的哲理，或者是一些古老的人类的智慧，值得一听。
Yeah, the stories we're reading, as always, they have a certain moral. You learn something from it that you can apply to your own life, which makes it extra fun and interesting to read them and to listen.
对，求知呢，就是给我们生活以力量，是不是？所以逆境的时候可能会给你力量，顺境的时候呢，可能会带给你反思，让你能够更有灵感的去面对生活，去游刃有余的去处理生活。好，我们来说说今天讲三个什么样的小故事呢？
Well, today we're gonna read three stories. The first story is about a mule. Well, I don't know if everyone knows what a mule is. What is a mule?
Mule in Chinese, 骡子.
Yeah, like a daddy is a horse and a mommy is a donkey and they get a baby and then that is a mule.
骡子英文当中叫 mule, M-U-L-E.
Yeah, it's a story about a mule who fell into a well, a water pit, a very deep hole in the ground. Well, his owner thought the mule, he's very old and like, he's very, yeah, useless. I cannot do anything with him anymore. So, you know what? I'm just going to throw earth on him until he dies. Like, I'm going to bury him alive. Well, you can imagine the mule was terrified because he was experiencing being buried alive. Wouldn't you be? But then, the mule does something very smart.
第一个故事啊，老骡子呢掉入了井中啊，农夫看见失救无望了，就打算啊叫村民来啊，干脆就把他给活埋了。你说这个态度好像有点不对啊。
Yeah.
啊，这个但是这头骡子呢，他的求生欲非常之强，他奋力的自救，终于想了一个很聪明的办法，转危为安。我们可以从动物身上看到这种非常倔强的求生的意图。这是第一个故事。
The second story we are going to read gives us a nice idea about what wealth really is. What does it mean to be rich anyway? It is a story about a dad and a son who go to the countryside because his dad wants to show his son to how poor people live, just to teach his son a lesson, like to show his son, look son, we are rich, they are poor. When they come back home, dad asks his son, like, so, how did you experience it? What did you like it? And then the son says, yeah, actually, it made me think about how rich we actually are.
第二个故事呢，是父子啊一块去乡村旅行。这个父亲带儿子去乡村是什么用意呢？意在啊向孩子啊炫耀一下，你看看啊人家过的生活多么的贫穷啊，咱们家是多么的富裕。但是孩子呢却看到了另外的一面，所以一段关于穷与富的探讨。第三个故事。
The third story is a story about a man who couldn't see. He was blind.But still, he carried a lighted lamp with him everywhere he went, usually at night, to light up the streets or to light his presence. Well, other people who saw him, they thought, why is he carrying a lamp? He cannot see anything. It's so useless of him.
第三个故事啊，是一位盲人出行的时候呢，总是带着一盏灯亮着。哎呀，大家都嘲笑他说，有一个盲人出行还带着灯是什么意思。当他道出原委以后啊，众人觉得十分的羞愧。这样几个故事听完以后都能够让人啊想个两三分钟，哎，这就说明他们里面是意味深长的。好，接下来有请 Nick 老师来为我们朗读今天的第一个故事。 Shake it off and step up.
Shake it off and step up. A parable is told of a farmer who owned an old mule. The mule fell into the farmer's well. The farmer heard the mule braying, or whatever mules do when they fall into wells. After carefully assessing the situation, the farmer felt sorry for the mule, but decided that neither the mule nor the well was worth saving. Instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what had happened and asked them to help haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well and put him out of his misery. Initially, the old mule was hysterical, but as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling and the dirt hit his back, a thought struck him. It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he should shake it off and step up. This is what the old mule did, blow after blow. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up, he repeated to encourage himself. No matter how painful the blows or distressing the situation seemed, the old mule fought panic and just kept right on shaking it off and stepping up. You guessed it. It wasn't long before the old mule, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of that well. What seemed like it would bury him actually ended up blessing him. You see, all because of the manner in which he handled his adversity. Shake it off and step up.
第一个故事可以说是超级励志了，没有想到在动物身上我们人类也可以学到很多有用的课。
Yeah, we can learn a lot from our animal friends for sure. A parable is told of a farmer who owned an old mule.
Parable, P-A-R-A-B-L-E 是什么？
Well, a parable is a short and simple story that teaches or explains an important idea, especially a very important moral.
哎，对对对，这就是我们小时候经常听到的寓言故事啊，英文当中的单词就是 parable。A parable is told. 你看，古老的寓言故事呢，就讲述到一个农夫 ,a farmer, who owned an old mule. 他呢，有一头年老的骡子 ,mule, 刚才说了这个单词。
Yeah, I just explained that a mule has a horse and a donkey as its parents. So the donkey is the mother and the horse is the father, or the other way around.
The mule fell into the farmer's well. 一不小心这个骡子呢有一天啊就掉进了农夫家的井里。Well, 这个单词啊，同时我们都是说 very well, 实际上它做名词的时候 W-E-L-L 是井的意思。
Yeah, a well can be the same as a pit, a water pit. It's a deep hole that is dug in the ground to provide water to people.
对，掉到井里以后呢，这骡子肯定要大声的呼叫吧，是不是？很惊恐啊。
Yeah, like you can imagine that the mule was very afraid. The farmer heard the mule braying.
新单词，农夫听见了这个骡子在 braying, bray, B-R-A-Y, 词没有怎么见过。
Yeah, to bray is...to make the loud, rough sound that a mule makes. I personally have no idea how it sounds, but I can imagine that it's like a little bit like crying for help.
对，你想那个，比如说落入什么陷阱中的动物啊，一般来讲，对，呼叫声都挺尖利的啊，都挺大声的。
Yeah, I mean, donkeys, they say ee-ah when something happens, right? So maybe a mule also does that when it brays.But yeah, maybe you can look it up.
驴骡的叫声啊，尖声刺耳的叫声，或者是粗声粗气的说话声、叫声，都叫做 bray 这个单词。好，骡子就开始发出挣扎时的叫声了。
Yeah, he heard the mule braying, or whatever mules do when they fall into wells. Yes.
也许他是在 braying, 或者是呢他在做任何情况下当他们掉入一个井中的时候他们会发出的那种呼救声。
After carefully assessing the situation, the farmer felt sorry for the mule.
当仔细的 assess 是评估的意思。Assess the situation, 仔细评估了情况以后啊，肯定这农夫就在想啊，说救还是不救，救还是不救呢？
Yeah, he was thinking,
怎么救呢？
He was thinking, looking at the pit and looking at the mule. He was thinking, yeah, shall I save him or shall I just not do anything or what to do? He was carefully examining the situation and thinking about how to solve the problem.
The farmer felt sorry for the mule. 他于是呢觉得哎呀对这头骡子感到很抱歉。
But decided that neither the mule nor the well was worth saving.
哎他在权衡啊在权衡说到底这个骡子值不值得救或者是说这个井是不是也就救不回来了因为已经被这个骡子好像给污染了、
yeah.
或者是怎么着。
Yeah, you already thought like, yeah, the well, maybe I don't even need that anymore, and the mule is very old, so it's also not useful to me anymore, so actually, it's not worth saving them.
哎一个非常直接的哈简单粗暴的一个关于利弊的权衡哎就觉得这骡子恐怕也救不活了救上来可能没有什么用完了要不然这个井呢可能也没什么用了所以他就做出了一个决定。
Instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what had happened and asked them to help haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well.
He called his neighbors together. 赶紧就把这个街坊邻居啊乡村村民们全部都召唤到一起了。And told them, 就告诉他们说 what had happened. 刚才啊这一切都发生了什么。Ask them to help haul dirt. 让他们请求他们帮忙来 haul dirt. 拖和拉 haul dirt, 泥土拖来拉来一些泥土来
Yeah, to bury the old mule in the well.
干嘛要把这头骡子在井里活埋了。
Some good owner of a mule. So, like, definitely not. It's very terrible way to treat your animals, of course.
你想这动物吧辛辛苦苦的给人类干活哈深陷困境的时候、
yeah.
竟然是这样的一种遭遇。
He wants to put him out of his misery.
对他为什么想要把这头驴活这头骡子活埋呢就是因为他想 put him out of his misery, 把他从痛苦当中解救出来意思就是说让他死得痛快一些。
Yeah, to put an animal out of its misery, that means to end the life of an animal that is suffering.
对 end the life of the animal that is suffering, 就是让某种正在受苦的动物结束他们的痛苦 put him out of his misery.
Initially, the old mule was hysterical.
Initially 是最初开始的意思这、
yeah.
正常反应啊一开始啊这头老骡子是非常的歇斯底里 hysterical.
Yeah, if you're hysterical, you're behaving in a very uncontrolled way because you're very, very afraid or upset. Then you're like, just don't know what to do anymore. Out of control.
哎、情绪变得非常的激动、啊、同时呢变得非常的歇斯底里。Hysterical, 就是这个意思。平时我们用的很少、啊、也见得不多。
But as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling,And the dirt hit his back. A thought struck him.
但是就在这个农夫和他的邻居们、村民们在继续的 shovel, 就是用泥土、用铲子铲泥土的这个动作。
Yeah, a shovel, that maybe you have seen that once or twice, is a tool that is used for lifting and moving soil or sometimes snow. It's like a long handle with a curved metal end.If you use that tool to move dirt, then you are shoveling.
shovel 就是这个意思，用铲子铲泥土啊，不是铲着一勺一铲一铲子的，得把这土这个铲到井里嘛，啊，直接要埋。然后呢 ，the dirt hit his back， 然后这些大的土块啊，就啪啪啪的就全都打在这个骡子的背上啊，非常之疼。就在这些泥土在击打他的时候，突然间一个想法。
Yeah,
也在他的脑海当中产生了。
A thought struck him.
A thought struck him. A thought struck somebody. 这个表达非常形象。当然，一般来说，只有人能够产生 thought.
Yeah.
驴可能是不会产生 thought 的，我们以为可能不会产生的吧。
Yeah, we like to think that only humans can be struck by thoughts. But this mule, however...He got struck by a thought as well.
嗯，他呢突然间又被一个想法击中了。也许对动物来说，这是个本能吧。
It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he should shake it off and step up.
我们汉语当中说，一个人恍然大悟啊，就像是有一道光，咵，突然间就。照到你身上一样，突然间让你的思路变明亮了。所以英文中也是 It suddenly dawned on him. Dawn, 你看这个单词 D-A-W-N.
If something dawns on you, you realize it for the first time. So suddenly the mule realized something.
嗯，就是突然间意识到，恍然大悟的意思。Suddenly dawn on somebody. 啊，这个驴子突然间就恍然大悟啊。说什么呢？ Every time, 每一次。A shovel load of dirt, 一铲子的泥土。A shovel load 是一个量词啊，怎么样一个 load 呢？一个 shovel load， 一铲子的泥土 landed on his back， 落到他背上的时候 ，he should shake it off， 他都应该呢马上的抖掉它，然后 step up， 迈步向上。
This is what the old mule did, blow after blow, shake it off and step up。
所以老骡子就是这样做的。That's what the old mule did. 他就是这么做的。Blow after blow. 这个怎么理解呢？
A blow is a hard hit from someone's hand or from an object. Well, in this case, a hard hit from all the dirt that was thrown on him.
击打或者是砸。
Yeah.
击打在他身上。因为毕竟这些泥土是很重的
yeah,
很疼的
Can you imagine if someone throws dirt on you? It's pretty heavy, right?
对别说丢泥土啦有的时候打丢一个那个 snowball 打雪仗的时候
Oh yeah, that can hurt actually a lot
超疼是不是 Blow after blow 就一铲子一铲子的这个击打啊 Shake it off and step it up他都非常的坚定啊，赶紧抖掉，然后呢，迈步向上，踩着这些抖落在地上的井中的泥土，一步一步的踩着它，所以其实非常消耗体力。
Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up.
就这样一步一步的抖掉泥土，迈步向上，抖掉泥土，迈步向上。
He repeated to encourage himself.
Repeated, 反复的重复的 encourage himself, 鼓励着他自己。
No matter how painful the blows or distressing the situation seemed, the old mule fought panic and just kept right on shaking it off and stepping up.
对了不管 no matter how painful, 不管呢 the blows, 就是这个泥土的击打有多么的疼痛。How painful the blows or distressing. Distressing 就是非常的绝望非常的窘迫
Yeah, if something is distressing to you, it is making you feel extremely unhappy and worried or upset.
Distressing the situation seemed. Situation 就是这个情景和状况。无论这情况看上去多么的窘迫跟绝望。这个老骡子呢都 fought panic.Fault panic. Panic 就是那种紧张恐慌的状态。他都一直在与这种紧张恐慌的状态做斗争。
Yeah, panic. There's a strong feeling of fear or worry that you think you cannot do it, that you cannot overcome anything anymore.
然后仅仅是 just kept right on
shaking it off and stepping up.
我们说 keep on doing something 就是持续做某事。
Yeah, to continue doing something.
我们遇到的比较多的是 keep on going, 就是继续前行、yeah. 不要停下脚步。这里说 keep right on, 就是直直的一直的坚持着的 shaking it off and stepping up, 抖掉泥土迈步向上。
You guessed it. It wasn't long before the old mule, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of that well.
You guessed it. You guessed it. 这个单词和短语的意思呢，就是说你猜对了。
Yeah, it is easy to understand. You can guess it already.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it.
You understand it.
你懂的，你懂了。不久以后，你看英文中说 it wasn't long before 什么什么事情开始前不太长的时间，意思就是不久以后。嗯，大家揣摩一下这个句子， it wasn't long before 怎么样呢？ The old mule
battered and exhausted.
Battered and exhausted. Exhausted我们知道是什么意思，就是精疲力尽了。那么 battered 不知道，但是我们也可以猜，估计差不多。
Yeah, you can kind of imagine how it looks like if someone is battered, right? Well, if you look battered, you look as if you have been treated very violently. You look as if you went through a lot of extreme difficulties, that someone has treated you very bad.
嗯，所以就是比较狼狈啊，然后呢也比较的疲劳，因为这个事情确实非常的耗费体力。
Yeah, of course, like it takes a lot of strength to step up on all that dirt and also not knowing, not being sure if it will be effective, if you will survive. That is a lot of stress for someone.
我在网上看到过一个视频哈，说的是就是一个角羚，一个角羚的一个动物，跟这个他们这个的 mule 很像，然后在那个河边喝水的时候，突然间就被一个鳄鱼
Oh, really?
给咬住了腿，一条腿咬住了一条腿，然后这个鳄鱼拼命的想把这个角羚拖到这个水中去，但是这个角羚就一直在跟这个鳄鱼抗争
Really?
就抗争了很久很久，就在他最后一口气都不行了的时候，他已经放弃挣扎了。大家猜这个时候什么情况出现了？
哇！
突然间从远处来了两头河马。哎，两头河马呢？因为鳄鱼是很害怕河马的。
Yeah, yeah.
河马就朝着这个争斗的这个景象就走过去。走过去看，鳄鱼一看吓得赶紧就溜了，把这个角马放下了。结果这个角马赶紧就上岸，一上岸发现他的后腿已经骨头已经断掉了，但是就这样他还是坚持着一步一瘸的就上了岸，说明他这个求生的意志非常之强。
Yeah, like it seems like he really really wants to live, and that can give a lot of power to animals and also to humans, of course.
对，所有的生物求生的意志是非常之强的、
yeah.
非常之强，包括像他们这里的骡子，刚才我们所说的这个角羚，包括像我们在过年的时候，你比如说宰杀的猪牛羊、
uh-huh.
对吧，所以他们在求生的时候都有非常强的意志，都会发出 brain 惊恐的叫声，一个道理。所以这里对他而言是非常累的，精疲力尽了，但是他还在坚持着。
Yeah, he stepped triumphantly over the wall of that well.
Triumphantly, triumphantly.我们知道 triumph 是巨大的胜利。
Yeah, but if something is done triumphantly, then it's done in a successful way. Successfully?
它的意思就是 successfully, 成功的，大获成功的。它完全是大获成功的 over the wall of that well. The wall of that well, 听着还挺押韵的。嗯，就是他终于成功的跨越了那个井壁走了出来。
What seemed like it would bury him actually end up blessing him.
那个看上去似乎要埋葬他的做法。What seemed like it would bury him actually end up blessing him. End up 是最终出现的结果呢，对他来讲是一个祝福，是一场拯救。
Yeah, so it actually turned out to be something good. If something is a blessing to you, then it's something good that happens to you or something that you receive that makes you happy.
对，所以看上去要埋葬他的做法，实际上对他呢是一种拯救。
All because of the manner in which he handled his adversity.
都是因为啦，都是因为这样的一种方式 ,the manner. 在这样的方式当中呢 ,in which he handled his adversity. 他处理面对逆境的方式 ,handled his adversity.
Yeah, it's all because he changed the way he dealt with a very difficult situation in his life. Well, this was obviously not the most pleasant situation in the life of this mule, right? It was an adversity in his life. An adversity that is a difficult situation or period in your life in which you have many problems and where everything seems hopeless. But you still can overcome that.
只要是生命就会遭遇顺境和逆境。啊，在这个故事里呢，不过骡子他遭遇到了生活当中的那种要命的情景。但是像我们作为人类生命，我们也会遭遇很多要命的情景，是不是？
Yeah.
那么关键是你怎么样 handle adversity, 而不是说我怎么样去躲避我的 adversity。
Yeah.
不是躲避，而是你怎么去 handle, 你怎么去面对它。是在那个地方坐着等死吗？还是只是在那惊恐尖叫啊，还是诅咒农夫啊，等等怎样的？其实做什么都不如 God help those who help themselves.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say, and it's so true. I mean, if something difficult happens in your life, some real big problem, you can basically do two things, right? You can either freeze and let it all happen and give up, actually, or you can, instead of freezing, look at the manner in which you deal with it. There's never only one way out of a difficult situation. You can always handle problems as long as you stop and don't give in to your panic.
如果你是一个合格的生命，如果你是一个尊重自己的生命，在任何逆境的情况下，你都应该 find your way out, 自寻出路，而不是等着别人来拯救你。
Yeah, there is always a way out.
这就是强大。好，我们一起来听听第二个故事，到乡村去旅行。
How rich are we? One day, a father and his rich family took his son on a trip to the country with the firm purpose to show him how poor people can be. They spent a day and a night on the farm of a very poor family. When they got back from their trip, the father asked his son, How was the trip?
Very good, Dad.
Did you see how poor people can be? The father asked.
Yeah.
And what did you learn? The son answered,
I saw that we have a dog at home and they have four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of the garden. They have a creek that has no end. We have imported lamps in the garden. They have stars.
Our patio reaches to the front yard. They have a whole horizon. When the little boy was finished, his father was speechless. His son added,
Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are.
Isn't it true that it all depends on the way we look at things? If you have love, family, health, good humor, and a positive attitude towards life, you've got everything. You can't buy any of these things. You may have all the material possessions you can imagine, provisions for the future, etc., but if you are poor in spirit, you have nothing.
啊，又是一个让人可以想两分钟的故事。有些话说呀，说如果你想明白生活是什么和人生的道理，你就去跟孩子、老人和圣人待在一起。
Yeah, like it is true that sometimes talking to a three-year-old makes your whole perspective on something change completely. I can tell.
嗯，在有的生命身上，这几种特质好像都能够合己为一。比如说这位孩子，标题叫做 How rich are we? 我们有多富有？我们有多富有？他的字面下的意思是说我们有多贫穷。
One day, a father and his rich family took his son on a trip to the country with the firm purpose to show him how poor people can be.
有一天，一位父亲啊 ，and his rich family 啊，和他的是吧，富裕的家庭，带着他的孩子 on a trip 啊，出去旅行了 ，to the country 来到了乡下。With a firm purpose. Firm 是坚定的。
Yeah, definite. Very clear and decided in specific. Like, they had a goal.
对，都说了啊，这此行的目的呢，忆苦思甜，是不是啊？此行的目的我们没有别的，我们就是要来看一看这个世界有多少人都在受苦。To show how poor people can be. 去看一看，让孩子知道一下啊，人穷能有多穷。
They spent a day...and a night on the farm of a very poor family.
Spend a day and night. 住了一天一夜在一个农场 a very poor family. 在一个非常非常非常非常贫困的家庭农场住了一天一夜。
When they got back from their trip, the father asked his son, How was the trip?
好了，当旅行结束以后 they got back from their trip.旅行结束了，父亲就问儿子说 How was the trip? 你觉得呀，这次旅行怎么样啊？
Very good, Dad.
很好啊，爸爸，我觉得挺好的。
Did you see how poor people can be?
你看到了吗？啊，你看到了穷人有多穷了吗？ Did you see how poor people can be? 你知道这个世界上啊，苦难可以深重到什么地步了吗？
Yeah. And what did you learn?
看到了，看到了，爸爸。那你都了解到了什么呢？你有什么想法呢 ？And what did you learn? 你看，这是一个比较典型的哈，带着孩子出去受教育，
yeah.
然后看一看孩子学到了什么，自己的小脑袋里能够产生一些什么样的想法。
I think Dad wants to hear now that his son says, "Oh yeah, we're so rich. I'm so happy to be in this rich family."
对
，But now see what the son says.
爸爸很希望听到孩子说：“是啊，爸爸，你看我们的生活多好啊，他们多穷啊，哦，多珍惜我们的生活呀。”等等，但是儿子却回答道说
I saw that we have a dog at home.
我看到了，我们家有一条狗。
And they have four.
他们家有四条。
We have a pool that reaches to the middle of the garden.
我们家有一个游泳池，它延伸到 reaches to, 延伸到 the middle of the garden.到了花园的中央，挺大的了啊，挺大的游泳池了啊。
Pretty big, it's pretty big, but they have a creek that has no end.
可是他们却有一条小溪，这条小溪没有尽头。A creek, C-R-E-E-K, that has no end.
We have imported lamps in the garden. They have the stars.
我们家有进口的台灯 ,imported, 进口 ,exported, 出口，这是一对反义词。Lamps, 一会儿第三个故事当中也会遇到这个单词哦，台灯。你看我们家有进口的照明灯，可是他们却有满天的繁星。
Our patio reaches to the front yard. They have a whole horizon.
我们家的露台 patio reaches to the front yard 可以呢看到前院，而他们却能够看到整个地平线。
Yeah, the horizon, like it's the line in the distance where the sky seems to touch the earth. When you look at the sea, you can see the horizon pretty clear.
孩子观察的真仔细，真是没有对比就没有伤害啊。
Yeah, he doesn'tCompare their wealth or material possessions. No, he just compares things that can make him happy.
在孩子的心中，在他们的眼中，财富还没有什么概念。他们只知道，我们家有一条狗，他们家有四条。他们家的水池竟然是小溪没有尽头。他们家可以看到满天的繁星，他们怎么拥有了整个世界呀？
When the little boy was finished, his father was speechless.
当孩子回答结束以后，父亲已经无言以对。The father was speechless.
Yeah, he couldn't say anything anymore because he was so surprised by the answer of his son. His son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are."
小男孩补充道说，谢谢父亲，谢谢您让我看到了我们家有多穷。For showing me how poor we are. 在他的概念里，这是真的穷啊。
Yeah, he thinks they are like pretty poor compared to that other family. Like, he only has one dog and a very small pool and like some stupid lambs in the garden. They have stars, etc.
对呀、啊、你这一两盏灯在那个花园里亮着，人家是满天繁星。
Isn't it true that it all depends on the way you look at things?
好，我们来看看从这个故事当中我们能够领悟到什么。难道不是这样吗？ Isn't it true? 难道不是这样吗？ All depends on the way you look at things. 一切只取决于我们看待事物的方式，我们去定义什么是穷和富。
If you have love, friends, family, health, good humor, and a positive attitude towards life,You've got everything.
对，只要在你的价值观当中，你认为你拥有爱、朋友 family 家庭 health 健康 good humor 愉快的心情、幽默以及 positive attitude towards life 以及对待生活非常积极的态度，那么 you've got everything， 你就拥有了一切。
You can't buy any of these things. You may have all the material possessions you can imagine.Provisions for the future, etc.
而这些东西都是钱买不到的。You cannot buy any of these things. You may have all the material possessions you can imagine. 也许你可能会拥有你所想象到的所有的财富。The material possessions, 物质财富。你能想象到的你都有。比如说每个手指上都戴着闪闪发光的大戒指。
Yeah, you can have anything you wanted. Like, you can have a house, a car, every kitchen utensil possible. Material possessions, things you own that are physical.、
嗯、这个好理解。那么这个 provisions for the future 是怎么一回事呢？
Provisions that are plans or preparations for future needs or supplies for food and other necessary things for the future. So, for example, that you have a very good, like, a retirement fund.For later, for example, or a lot of money saved for later when you're old, that are provisions for the future.
对，他的意思就是未来衣食无忧，啊，没有任何的担忧。
Yeah. But if you are poor of spirit, you have nothing.
对，这些是富了，但是如果在 spirit, 精神方面你是比较贫穷的，那么 you have nothing.你就是一无所有，这其实就是另外的一种价值观而已。咱们也不能说啊，有钱就错了啊，有钱就是罪恶，那不是这样的。
No,
不是这样子的。
It's not like that. It's not like that. It like this article, this story is actually about that you should not be poor of spirit. Like you should not only focus on satisfying your material needs. Like you, it doesn't matter how many things you have.If you don't have love, friends, family and health, that is all extremely important.
其实孩子只是从一个角度呢质疑了父亲的那种观点，就是说你看我有多富，你们有多穷。
Yeah, you can be super, super rich and have so many things, but still be very poor.
对，所以这个故事大家也可以参考一下，思考一下，就说我们当然了，生活当中也要追求物质财富吧。对不对？我们要追求养命之源，每个人都想过上好的衣食无忧的生活，但是在你追求这些的时候，不要被这些东西绑架了。
Yeah.
不要被这些东西给带到坑里了。
Yeah, you should not be blinded by like possessions and like gathering as many things as you can, because ultimately that's not what your life is about.
如果你的家人说，你看你啊，挣这么点钱，你看隔壁家谁谁谁谁谁又挣了几百万了，又买了什么车了，你千万不要因此而觉得很沮丧，因为这只是其中的一种价值观而已。因为你肯定比你们家隔壁啊叫什么来着也好，肯定有比他更能够为这个社会创造价值，为他人创造价值的地方。 所以要从更多的一个价值观去考量你自己，不要只被金钱观给绑缚了。好，这是第二个故事。How rich are we?当然也不是说你从今以后开始把钱都拿去捐了，不是这个意思啊。
I mean, that doesn't mean that you have to throw away all your possessions. Of course not. But just think about in the other ways, you are already rich. It makes you happy instantly.
对，就是说其实我们只补足我们的精神以后，同样是可以很富足很富有的。我们享受到的那种富有的快乐不比钱财带来的快乐少啊，是不是？好啦。来，又给我们提供了另外的一个方向。好，来听第三个故事，盲人的灯。
The blind man and the lamp. Once upon a time, there was a small town. There lived a man by himself who couldn't see. Yep. He was blind. Yet he carried a lighted lamp with him whenever he went out at night. One night, as he was coming home after having a dinner outside, he came across a group of young travelers. They saw that he was blind, yet carrying a lighted lamp. They started passing comments on him and made fun of him. One of them asked him, Hey man, you're blind and can't see anything. Why do you carry the lamp then? The blind man replied, Yes, unfortunately, I am blind and I can't see anything, but...The lighted lamp that I'm carrying is for the people like you who can see. You may not see a blind man coming and end up pushing me. That is why I carry a lighted lamp. The group of travelers felt ashamed and apologized for their behavior. You see, the moral of the story is we should think before judging others. Always be polite.And learn to see things from others' point of view.
嗯，这第三个故事呢更升华了一些哈、啊，就是关于我们怎么去评判他人了。The blind man and the lamp.
Once upon a time, there was a small town. There lived a man by himself who couldn't see.
从前有一个小镇。Once upon a time, there was a small town. There lived a man by himself who could not see.小镇当中独居着一个盲人。
He was blind, yeah. Yet, he carried a lighted lamp with him whenever he went out at night.
但是尽管如此 ,he carried a, 他是每晚呢都带上了一盏 lighted, 这里做形容词、啊
yeah.
点亮的点燃的 lamp 灯、
yeah.
with him, 带在身上。Whenever he went out at night,不管晚上什么时候出门，他都会挑着一盏点燃的灯。
One night, as he was coming home after having a dinner outside, he came across a group of young travelers.
有一天晚上，他照常出门的时候 ，he was coming home after having a dinner outside. 啊，在外面吃完了晚饭，准备回家的路上，他遇到了一群年轻的旅客。Came across a group of young travelers.
Yeah, he accidentally met a group of travelers, like he didn't intend it to come across someone, to meet accidentally.
这个无论是口语还是书面语的用的挺多的 ,come across, 啊，它的意思就是偶遇，诶，突然间就遇到了。
They saw that he was blind.
嗯，他们看见他是个盲人。
Yet, carrying a lighted lamp,
却还挑着一盏点燃的灯。
They started passing comments on him and made a fun of him.
他们就开始 passing comments, 就开始对他怎么样 passing 传递评论，就是品头论足了。
Yeah, if you pass a comment on someone, that means to make a comment or give an opinion about someone in a very criticizing and judging way.They were like, nah, look at him, he's carrying a lighted lamp. That's so stupid, he cannot see anything.
就是人们在围观事情的时候喜欢发表自己的评论啊，就是吃瓜评论品头论足叫 passing comments on him and made fun of him, 就开始取笑他。哎呀，说你看啊，这个盲人这还点着灯，太可笑了。
One of them asked him, Hey man, you are blind and can't see anything.Why do you carry the lamp then?
哎，其中一个就直接质问到，他说了，说，嘿，你是个盲人，你什么都看不见呢，那你为什么要挑着灯啊？
The blind man replied, Yes, unfortunately, I am blind, and I can't see anything, but the lighted lamp that I am carrying is for the people like you, who can see.
盲人回答道说，是的，很不幸，我是个盲人。Unfortunately, I am blind, and I cannot see anything. 我什么也看不见。但是 the lighted lamp that I'm carrying is for the people who like you, who can see. 但是我挑着这点燃的灯啊，却是为了你们这样这些能看到这盏灯的人准备的。
You may not see a blind man coming and end up pushing me.
你们可能看不见一个盲人向我或者是向你们走过来 and end up pushing me. 弄不好会撞到我。
Yeah, in the end, you might push me because you don't see me coming. That is why I carry a lighted lamp.
这就是为什么我挑着点燃的灯啊。
The group of travelers felt ashamed and apologized for their behavior.
听完以后呢，这群旅客感到非常的羞愧 ,felt ashamed and apologized for their behavior. 对他们的行为感到非常的抱歉。
Yeah, they said sorry, like, oh, sorry, we made like those nasty comments. Sorry, we made fun of you. They apologized for their behavior.
对，一方面呢，这个盲人比较的为他人着想，非常的 considerate.
Yeah, he's very considerate for other people because he doesn't want other people to like accidentally bump into him. And also, he's protecting himself from people bumping into him in the night.
对，他既保护了别人，也保护了自己。
The moral of this story? We should think before judging others.
那么这个故事想要告诉我们的是什么呢？大家觉得 ,the moral, 寓意啊 ,moral. We should think before judging others. 在评判他人之前我们一定要三思而行。
Always be polite and learn to see things from others' point of view.
要时刻呢保持着礼貌 ,always be polite.
Yeah.
要礼貌，同时 learn to see things， 要学会看事情从他人的角度来看待啊 ，from others' point of view。
Yeah, to think about something from others' point of view, that means to think about something from someone else's perspective. So, like the passengers, they saw the blind man and they thought, yeah, that's pretty weird and stupid that he's doing that, but they did not place themselves.In his position, they did not think, oh, why would the blind man do that? Maybe there are reasons why he's doing this.
哎，对，这个呢，你看这么简单的一个故事，其实让它适用于生活非常之广啊，这范围。你看，我们别看别人做一件什么事情的时候，啊，就觉得他这么做是因为这样的。
Yeah.
他为什么要捐款？捐款是为了要洗钱。他肯定是洗钱，绝对不是好事情。你看，就这么去评判，站在一个比较 evil 的角度去评判别人。
Yeah. The thing is with people, like, you so quickly judge. Even when you're not noticing, like, then you very quickly have an opinion about someone. And it's usually not that positive. Because humans are trained, I think, to be a little bit not trusting.To be a little bit suspicious.
尤其是这个事情一旦跟自己相关了，那么对别人的评判就更加的不客气了。
Yeah. But that is, of course, very impolite if you say that out loud and even thinking it is actually very bad.
嗯，很多事情发展的并不顺心如意的时候，那就找个人来背锅，把锅给扔给他，让他背上。那事情的真相到底是什么样的呢？其实很多人他根本不在乎事情的真相是什么。
Yeah.
他只在乎这个事情跟自己的利益有没有关系。
Yeah, always try to place yourself in the position of someone else before you judge him or her. That is what the story says. Like, always try to think about, like, how another person would feel before you think, make a conclusion about that person.
对，后来你才会发现很多事情，其实到最后都是一场误会。
Yeah.
都是误会，然后就自己太急，太急切的，太快速的下判断了。然后误会了很多好人。你看最近网上不是有很多的什么这个八卦那个八卦的消息是吧，很多人人家被误会了以后根本闭口不提，说都不会说，只待公布那个监控录像告诉你事情的真相是什么。所以啊，这就是告诉我们啊，在这个处事的时候 think before you act、
yeah.
三思而后行。盲人比眼睛更明亮的是他的心，虽然是眼睛看不见，但是心里很善良。
Yeah, and also of course always treat others in a way that you also would like to be treated, right? Always like be considerate of other people. That goes without saying, but it's always good to be reminded of that, right?
嗯，看三个故事都非常的简短，是不是、
yeah.
啊、两三分钟就可以读完，大家可以平时的时候默默的朗诵一下，读一下这些故事，细细的品味一下啊，让他们在你的、思想当中呢留下一些痕迹，留下一些影子，当你无论是面对困境和顺境的时候，你都可以用一种更加智慧的方式来处理你的人生。
Yeah, these stories are of course not only to learn English, I mean they are very useful in learning English of course, but you, they also hold you a mirror, like you can learn some lessons out of it, some morals like that you can apply in your own life. You can, after reading these stories, think about, oh, how can I let these morals integrate in my life? How can I, for example, be more rich? In which way am I actually rich? Mm. Or which problems am I scared of and I don't want to face? Why am I still afraid? Are there any ways out?
别人的故事呢，都是为我们的生活提供一种参考和一种视角。所以希望这些故事的每次传播呢，都能够让有幸听到他们的人，让你们的人生变得更加更好更有力。
Yeah, and also of course more happy.
对，更快乐吧。好，今天的美文就到这里，送给大家一首好听的歌，我们下次再见。
See you next week.